What does logistics supervisors industry leadership training look like? I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems. And today, let's take a look at what those logistics and distribution leaders really need and some of the reasons why companies are hesitant to give the leaders what they do need for success. So there are three myths that we need to address. Myth number one is a lack of resources. Many companies say we can't afford to send our supervisors to business school, which of course is overkill anyway, since most of the leadership training that you need needs to be very much more practical and focused on how to do their jobs better. Myth number two is a perceived lack of time. You know, we just don't have the coverage to get our people the leadership training that they need. And of course, there's flexible ways of delivering that in smaller bite-sized pieces so that your team can still get the coverage that they need on the floor while having the time to work on their leadership skills. And then myth number three is we're not sure if it's a good fit. People are worried that the training that they're going to get is going to be aimed at a much bigger company like an Amazon when what they need is something that's a little bit more fundamental and basic for their leaders. So I've got a few tips for providing logistics supervisors the industry leadership training that they can most benefit from. Tip number one is to focus on communicating respectfully. The reality is most of the time your supervisors are interacting with their team, it's using the skill of communication. And if they can learn to do that in a respectful way, avoiding any sense of aggression or being condescending, then the person on the other end of that communication, your team members, are going to feel valued and respected. Tip number two is to have those supervisors build a really strong sense of team. If we can build an atmosphere and an environment where we're all in this together to produce results for our customer, then we're going to have success as a group. You've been part of groups that had a good feel to them, and you've been part of groups that probably didn't have a good feel to them. And we know that the teams that feel better will tend to produce more. And the third area to focus on is training for success. If people are going to be successful in your distribution and logistics operation, they're going to need the skills to make them successful. And that means your supervisors are going to need to train them on how to do the basic job functions so that those folks feel capable and confident in their tasks. Now, once you've improved and focused on the key leadership skills for your people, you're going to find that there's even more that you want to work on. And of course, that's where we come in at Frontline Leadership and Unique Training and Development. And you can start that conversation on our website at uniquedevelopment.com. In the end, we can scale solutions bigger or smaller to meet your needs and become your partners in leadership excellence.